The McDowell Group was hired to look into the feasibility of creating a borough for Dillingham and the surrounding communities in the existing Southwest Region School District. The report was released in December and spelled out the mechanics, the process, and financial implications of forming a borough. Study author Susan Bell said the study was a good opportunity to find common ground, and it revealed enough potential revenue does exist to make the borough a reality.
A takeaway is that if there's a will, whether it's to improve economic development or education or regional cooperation, that there is a tax base to support it. There's no question that there's economic activity in the region. There would be sufficient financial resources to pay for borough formation.
The study acknowledged the challenges of borough formation. Some concerns quickly surfaced about a higher tax burden, loss of village control over local resources, and more power centralized in Dillingham. Bell said apprehension to a property tax and a large fishery tax led the study to look into a broader revenue stream.
There's an interest in making sure that different aspects of the economy, not only fishing, are contributing to regional costs. There was some time, additional time spent on looking at the visitor industry and the lodges and their location.
The borough proposals laid out in the study have not yet found much support within the census area. Herman Nelson Sr. is the president of the Kalinganik Village Council.
Once you become a borough, one of the things that in the future that they would do is start taxing the communities, and we don't want that.
Nelson believes villages will lose control of the resources in a borough. Taxes will increase, and Dillingham would benefit the most.
I don't think that a borough is such a good thing for our communities now, because the thing that we talked about boroughs before is when you have a borough, you suck in all these smaller villages, and the one that usually end up benefiting off of everything is the wherever the biggest population is, and we don't want that. It definitely would be an extra burden.
The city of Manicotic has opposed past borough plans, and Mayor Melvin Andrew says it likely will again.
Several factors. Mainly, they don't want another form of government over their heads. Also, their fear, which I can say for myself too, is the revenue generated or created by the borough, the outlying communities besides Dillingham will have a smaller share, if not none at all.
Togiak City Administrator Daryl Thompson said people in the village simply can't afford to pay more taxes.
We're very poor in the rural villages. I mean, there's not a lot of income. And what income, and I have people living in the village, they have to make a decision. Do we buy heating oil and keep our home warm, or do we buy food and feed our family?
According to the study, the benefits of a borough include possible improvements to education, regional economy, and quality of life. These would come through an increase in tourism revenue and more control of more land. Caroline Smith, the mayor of Aleknagik, says that this is one of the most important positives to forming a borough in Western Bristol Bay.
The good point, and this would be particularly important for people that are in opposition to any large-scale mining, would be a borough would take in the area of the Dillingham census area, and it would provide land use management input. Another aspect of a borough is that you get a much bigger and louder political voice in Juneau and elsewhere.
This is not the first time the matter has been studied, but Susan Bell said there was added emphasis this time to bring tribal governments into the process.
You know, a key question on the table is what are the roles of tribes if this was pursued? And there's a lot of flexibility there.
The study is in its draft form, so some, like the City of Dillingham, are withholding comment until the proposals are finalized. The next meeting of the Borough Formation Task Force is scheduled for March. In Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.